Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. This episode is going to be about COVID-19, or SARS-CoV-19, or just COVID-19. COVID-19 started in the city of Wuhan, China. It's a small town where the fishes are one of the most important economic principles and, like, marketing. So, yeah. So there was a little outbreak in that city with bats and doing stuff. If you guys want to hear more info, just look up what happened. Like, there's videos about it in CNN and stuff. Like, yeah. And it spread around the whole world in less than a year. So, now that we've covered where it started and what sort of happened, let's go to, the what of COVID-19. So, COVID-19 is a type of coronavirus. And a coronavirus is a tiny virus that's covered in tiny protein spikes. And it looks like a crown, which is why it's called corona. Because corona means crown in Latin. So, yeah. So anyway, there are tons of different types of COVID. There's like 7, 8, 9. I'm not sure, but like that many. So some types are in your throat, and some types are in your lungs. And the reason that makes COVID-19 so dangerous is because it's in our throat and our lungs. It's the strongest coronavirus out of all the coronaviruses. It's type of SARS too, and SARS was a virus in like 2003. So, but they do have one weakness, and the weakness is enzymes. So, if you guys do not know what enzymes do, enzymes are basically the doctors of COVID-19. But the reason that they're so good for us is because whenever there's a mutation of COVID-19, the enzymes always say, "Oh, you're a mutation. We will make a regular version now." So they make the mutation back to COVID-19. So that's why enzymes are really, really good for COVID-19. It's because they turn mutations back into regular COVID-19. So it takes way longer for COVID-19 to get any mutation outbreaks out. But when there is an outbreak, it is really, really hard, and it's one of the hardest outbreaks for example, you guys have heard, we found some COVID-19 vaccines, right, 2 or 3, but the thing about it is that there's mutations now, and we don't know if the vaccines will cover the mutations. It's one of the most dangerous and hardest things to do in COVID, so it's sort of like the influenza epidemic. The influenza epidemic wasn't that strong, but it multiplied and turned into different mutations so fast. They didn't really have good enzymes that it was so hard to deal with it. So COVID-19 generally hits people that are older, like the elderly, or people with lung problems. It hits them harder than just normal people. So, we live right now in a time where COVID-19 is the main topic of the conversation, right? Because we're stuck inside our houses, thousands of people have lost their jobs, and, like, we gotta wear masks, and we gotta be very, very careful around people, and 6 feet, and social distance, and all this stuff. So, I decided to make this little podcast episode to teach you guys how and where and why of this epidemic and this COVID-19 virus. So, yeah. And tell you guys why it was so dangerous and why everyone's so worried. Because it can kill you. Because it's in your throat and your lungs, basically. Before we leave, I'd just like to tell you guys about the SARS pandemic. The SARS pandemic started in 2002 to 2004. And it was a little pandemic where the reason. Also, coronavirus is a type of SARS. It's a SARS-CoV-2, I think. And that's the reason it's so dangerous. It's a coronavirus and a SARS. So, there was a SARS, but it was it didn't turn out to be a big thing like coronavirus. It wasn't a big topic of conversation because it was not very contagious, and it was also way less people had it, way less people died, and it was only in Asia too. So I mean, like, seriously. So guys, remember if you guys post any 5-star reviews on Spotify or now our new podcast Pocket Cast, which is really yay. We just got a new podcast app that we're on, so hopefully more listeners. But yeah, if you guys do any 5-star reviews, I'll make sure to shout them out. I'm not logged into my Spotify yet, so sorry if I'm not posting your 5-star reviews. I'll probably post them in the next video, hopefully. But yeah, anyway, I'm planning to post daily, and also, thank you for listening. But P.S., I had a lot of fun researching this, so the best way you guys can appreciate it is by sharing it with your friends, because the one thing I can see is views, and I have started monetization, because if you guys haven't heard, I did a little ad at the very, very beginning of my podcast, and, if I get 1,000 views, I get $15, which is a lot of money to me, so the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Thank you, and bye! Thank you.